Throughout this green growing season of our church year, we've taken brief glances at possibilities of available topics that at times seem unrelated and maybe a little disjointed. However, as we take, as quoted by the Grateful Dead, another step back, we can start to see them as all interconnected with one another. It's like the artist style of building quilts. Sometimes that creativity expressed comes from selected patterns, other times from the imagination of the potential combinations of styles presented in the fabric that we find. Bursts of inspirations from the fat quarters and the miscellaneous pieces that we've collected throughout the years. And with each color and pattern, the pieces begin to be connected and you can build to the finished result. Much like our quilt building, our text throughout the season has revealed snippets of like certain areas or fat quarters that connect with one another. I can hear my own sarcasm saying, well, of course they're all connected. They're all from the Bible. However, if we look back at this point, I can see that the quilt being built throughout all this interconnectedness with the questions asked and the topics that have been sewn together. We started off this series with seemingly unrelated topics, a true dilemma at most. Much like sorting and organizing the different color bins, looking for a hint of inspiration to emerge, that the pieces that are unassuming in nature, but when they are connected, bring new meaning to the picture that we start from. A picture that may or may not have a clear design yet, because we're missing the scraps and the binding that ties them all together. The bin that we dig through today interweaves with the fragments from earlier this season, such as reflecting the lodestar question that was asked at the beginning of June. So what is guiding us that serves as a steady reference point as we are on this journey together? With exploring this question, not overly focused or coming up on a specific answer, we're allowing God to guide us and help us to formulate more questions for clarity. Questions that have led us to see new potential in the bins and that reveal the different opportunities to grow in our relationship with God. The material being stitched together from Timothy's reading is that of endurance and to endure as faithful servants as Christ, especially through the hardships that we face as disciples of God. And the author reminds Timothy that even though he, Paul, is shackled, God's word is not. There is a freedom in God's spoken words as the beloved children are listening and called to embody the gifts of faithful servants because they have been gifted the gift of salvation. He pleads with Timothy to remind them of the attitude they are to hold and the consequences if they succumb to the suffering endured and end up denying Christ. He calls on Timothy to remember not to get distracted by the words that stray from God's truths that have been revealed to Christ, from Christ to all. Truths that remind Timothy and the faithful gathered around to hear this letter that there will be hardships to be remembered, that God's promises in times of conflict, and to share these promises with those whose ears are open. The binding that ties all these things together is our free gift of salvation, binding which allows us to add more and more promises and more things as a way to share them with others and new opportunities. Paul places this warm and durable quilt that connects us all and all in Christ from the gift of baptism, made possible through Christ's death on the cross, which was an act of salvation for us. For us, these pieces that are being laid out and sewn together, we can see that in this uncomfortableness or the suffering that we may face, that God finds us God finds ways to interject truths and new ways to look at things as we sit in that, or as we walk through that and journey through it. And that to know that it's not simply when we are suffering or when we are hurting that it's God's will be done. For God does not want us to suffer, but God is walking beside us in that suffering. So new patterns emerge, new ways of serving, new ways of seeing God and God's light to share with the world that is cast in darkness at times. That we remember there is hope, an unending hope that we have as believers, that we know that God is with us through these times, that God has promised us the gift of salvation so that at the end we can all be reunited with him in heaven. So looking at the good news for us today, it is to remember and to explore the picture of our Lutheran understanding and going a step further to what it means to be an evangelical Lutheran opposed to the other branches or other denominations. Branches that flow from that Reformation work that Luther started. So as we consider, the question that forms is holding, how are we currently understanding our gifts of stewardship and evangelism? How are we showing grace to those who might be coming or attacking us? Grace and love that we have on to that hope that we can get through each and every circumstances by the grace of God. So holding true, we receive strength to endure each time that we dip our fingers into the waters of baptism and remind ourselves of that gift. It is when we hear the good news proclaimed that God loves each and every one of us. And when we find the nourishment to be sustained for once more going out into the world through the blood and body of our Lord Jesus Christ that we are able to receive because all are invited to his table. So our sown designs that we see around us today reveal that there will be a cost of being a good steward of the gifts that God has given us. In vision or time or endurance to create something new. And it requires of us to be those disciples called, to be filled with the gift of grace, unconditional love, and those things that are empowering us to see what we've done in the past versus what we want to do for the future or even currently. Gifts that may be scary at times when we are called into the uncomfortableness to act with kindness to a stranger, to hold true onto the true word of God that is made alive in each of us. Then enduring those harsh criticisms or rebukes from the scared and lost for the sake of the cross as we've been called disciples of the good news. Without becoming ashamed of the hard work that God is calling us to do, even as the pattern being built emerges from the unknown, but seeing and sharing that beauty within this congregation, with the community, the country, and the world, that those gifts that are inspired of time and love that go further than we can ever think of or imagine. So in closing, I offer this prayer for us. It's gracious God, we pray for the steadfast attitude that accompanies endurance. We pray for strength and grace to endure the hardships as good stewards of Christ. We ask for your help in identifying and investing as faithful individuals for the gifts of discipleship, seeking your guidance to remove distractions and staying focused on our spiritual mission. We pray for integrity and the ability to rightly handle the word of truth in our lives and the gift of ministry we bring to this community. We humbly give thanks for the example of Jesus Christ. And as we ask for his help in keeping him central in all we do. Amen.